And now, entering the ring, Jason Hughes, Dustin Dougie Campbell, and Jason Papa White, the Triple Threat, here on the Strong Booking Podcast.
All right, we are back again for another episode of Strong Booking. I'm just going to go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsors. First, I want to shout-out McGuire's Insurance Agency. If you guys need any kind of insurance, I think car insurance. What all insurance do they do, Jason?
They got car insurance, homeowner's insurance, renter's insurance. Pretty sure they got life insurance. You know, all the above.
I know you grew up with the owner.
Yeah, me and Jerry go way back. He was pretty excited that we asked him to come aboard as a sponsor and everything, and hopefully get his insurance agency out there and get him some business.
So, yeah, if you guys need any insurance, just give them a call at 606-886-0008, and that's McGuire's Insurance Agency. Another shout-out to Blue Ridge Carpentry, owned and operated by Sean Newsom. Just like we've said before, this guy does great work. You know, if you need any kind of carpentry work done inside, outside, it doesn't matter. Just give this guy a call. He gives free estimates. And if you need one of those estimates, just give him a call at 606-230-9566. And that's Blue Ridge Carpentry, owned and operated by Sean Newsom. And then last but not least, I want to give a shout-out to Elite Heating and Cooling. If you need any HVAC needs, you know, give these guys a call. They also, you know, they do a little bit of refrigeration work. They do a lot of company works. I know they work down here at the restaurant for us.
Oh, yeah.
And so give those guys a call at 606-886-3535 or a call at 844-778-3535. And I'm going to give it over to Jason for a second, see if he wants to say anything, and then I'm going to get my live started up, get everybody on here.
All right, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in this week. I know we announced earlier this week we're supposed to have some guests on the show, Kobe Carmichael and his advisor, AJ Colley. Unfortunately, there were some travel issues this week, and they weren't able to make it. Hopefully, I know I've been in contact with them, been messaging them and everything, and they're hoping to, I mean, we're working towards rescheduling for a future date. I'm going to try to get in touch with them after the show tonight and see what they, you know, when would be a good opportunity for them to come on. I know they were pretty excited about being on. We were excited for them to have them on. Kobe is a BCW superstar for Bluegrass Championship Wrestling. You know, most of the time they work at a Paintsville Rec Center down, you know, Paintsville, Kentucky. But I know they do some other stuff here and there, just another indie promotion trying to make it out there. And we try to tune in a lot on the indie promotions and stuff, but hopefully we'll get it all worked out and they'll be on within the next few weeks. I know we've got a couple other we have another superstar supposed to be on within the next couple months, so hopefully we get everything worked out and get them on here as soon as possible. But I'll turn it back over to Dougie and see what we got going on for this show.
Yeah, let's get the show started here. You know, first thing on topic is MLW. I just wanted to bring it up real quick. I watched this week's episode. There wasn't much to it. It was a good little show. The tag team match at the end with the Von Erichs and the Dynasty, it was probably the highlight of the show. And Jason was talking about it earlier, how he likes the Von Erichs. So I'm going to let him speak a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was a good show. Von Erichs, I mean, I like them.
You were talking about, I guess it's Marshall Von Erich. Yeah, yeah. He just reminds you of a lot of his
Kevin.
Of his dad, yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, he's barefooted, the way he moves, everything.
And so, yeah, I think, you know, with due time, they could work their way up to maybe, you know, a bigger promotion.
I like the fact especially they use the claw.
Yeah.
You don't see the claw much. It's a,
nope.
It's a good move, good hold, simple.
Yeah.
Effective.
Sometimes I feel like it's not, like, almost like not believable these days, though, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
I mean, we.
That's just me.
If you can get the Canadian Destroyer to be believable, you can believe a clown.
That's true. We always discuss
that. We kind of touched on that last week, though. Like, holds are something that you don't see a lot anymore. Yeah. And, you know, using.
You ever had somebody like grab you right in there or something, clamp?
Yeah, I guess
you're right. That's a hold. It hurts.
Yeah. But then, so that's about it on MLW, really. I know King Mo's supposed to be back there next week. That's pretty cool. I know you said he was in Impact.
He was in Impact at one time. I know they done a little segment with him and Rampage Jackson at one point in TNA.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I ain't never seen him wrestle, so I couldn't tell
you. Well, I'm asking Jason.
Yeah, it's just he, you know, gets in there like any other guy. You know, they bring in. At that time, they were trying to work out something, I think, in Impact with the MMA and UFC doing a little thing because UFC was on Spike, I think, at the time. They were doing. They had their – what was the show they used to have, Tough Enough or something? Or not, wasn't Tough Enough, but what was the UFC – what was the fight show they used to have on – TV.
Ultimate Fighter,
yeah. And, you know, they had King Mo on there and Rampage was on. No, he wasn't on there, but he was just, they were doing like a little thing. Yeah. Rampage was on, I think it was Rampage and somebody, but, you know, they did the power slams, you know, clotheslines and did a few little like ankle locks, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
But honestly, I've not seen King Mo wrestle in general.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's no Daniel Bryan, you know what I mean?
No.
No.
I guess he ain't. He's not no Brock Lesnar either. Guy can do both.
Yeah, Brock's a beast.
Hey, Brock is just an animal, though. He can do whatever he wants.
So good, yeah.
I mean, he wasn't very good in the NFL, but he played.
Hey, on you know, the MMA.
He made it to the NFL. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know, the MMA front, like we're talking about right now, Jake Hager's going to make his debut at Revolution against, you know, Dustin Rhodes. That's another guy that's been able to do both.
He can do both, yep. Bobby Lashley, he could do both, really.
Bobby Lashley done MMA really well, to be honest. I mean, probably the best of the bunch.
I'm not a big MMA guy, but from what I could tell, he done well.
He's got the best record, I mean, as far as those guys in MMA. But a lot better than CM Punk's record.
I mean, you might know this, but did he fight anybody with, like, I mean, I guess if you're fighting anybody, that's a fight.
Yeah,
Did he fight anybody with a credible name or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge.
Tyler Cooley came
in Bellator.
Huh? Yeah, Tyler Cooley came in. He corrected me on it. It was Bellator and TNA were running something together at the time. That's when King Mo was.
Yeah, that's when Rampage went to Bellator for a little bit.
You're right. So that's about all we got on MLW. I'm just going to go over to NWA now. It wasn't a great episode, to be honest. There wasn't much to it. Didn't see much Nick Aldis, and he's kind of the show. Yeah. I mean, he is NWA.
That is the show.
So he wasn't on there, and they had a tag match at the end. And it, I mean, the Rock and Roll Express can only do so much, so it wasn't too great. But I'm not going to talk much on NWA just because it wasn't that good this week. And I'm going to go ahead and start talking about WWE because they do have pay-per-view tonight. We got NXT TakeOvers tonight, which I think is going to be a really good pay-per-view.
They're all good.
Yeah, the takeovers are always good.
Yeah,
so
takeovers are the best.
You know, if you can, tune into that tonight because you'll see some good wrestling going down there. But we're going to talk about Raw a little bit first. And I just want to talk about Baszler biting Becky. That was like one of the dumbest things I think I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I agree.
It was awful.
That might be the dumbest thing I've seen in a long time.
It wasn't needed. We talked about it all week.
It was overkill.
They could have had her come in just like she did and just beat Becky down, and she would have been over big time. I didn't understand the point of pulling the mouthpiece out and biting her on the neck.
Blood was on her mouth. Yeah. You'd have decapitated somebody with that much blood.
Yeah, like you said, it looked like she bit an artery.
He'd have been a chunk beat out of her if that was real.
It was just
she's going to need plastic surgery and everything to recover from that. Yeah,
there's nothing good about Raw right now.
Well, yeah.
It's in a bad state, I think.
She bit half her neck off.
I mean, you got Rollins and them. I don't like it. It's awful.
I like Murphy.
I do like Murphy as a wrestler. And Murphy, I love Murphy now.
I do too.
I don't like where he's at.
I never really liked Rollins, so I can't say much about him.
I liked him at the beginning, but now he's starting to really fade out to me, which I did read that he will be taking a hiatus after Mania, him and Becky both. So
they're going to get married.
Yeah, they're going to get married and probably just take some time
off. So Baszler's going to take that belt now.
I think they both know they're losing.
Yeah.
They're losing steam, so they're going to take some time off.
Yeah. The man can only chase titles. Once she gets the title, it's hard to complain then.
And I think it would be good for both of them to take some time off when they
come
back.
It would be for her, for sure.
For her.
For
sure. I think for Rollins, too, because he's still – I like Rollins. I ain't going to say I don't like him.
Yeah.
How do you build him up as the Monday Night Messiah, and then you're going to take him off TV?
Well,
happens all the time, though.
Yeah, but yeah. It's just another gimmick that's going to be brought up.
Really?
We still have two months until Mania.
I think they're truly trying to build Murphy up with this.
Murphy should.
That's kind of like an evolution deal where you bring up,
what I really do like about
smaller guys.
What I like about Raw right now, they're building Murphy up. They're building Ricochet up.
Yeah.
They're building Aleister Black up. So they are building these guys.
Yeah. Good wrestlers.
You're building them up, but you know that the Saudi event, Brock is going to, or is it? I'm pretty sure it's at the Saudi event. Brock's going to squash Ricochet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just going to be. But is that you're building him up and then you're going to squash him real quick? I mean, how do you rebound from that?
I don't think losing to Brock is a squash.
No.
Losing to Brock's kind of like a badge of honor at this point, especially if you can give him a good match.
But will they let him give him a good match? Like, they let Daniel Bryan give him a good match, but then when they brought in.
I think they'll give him an AJ and Daniel Bryan type match with Brock. Because they gave AJ a pretty good match with him.
Yeah, you're right.
You did that, but then you squashed Kofi. Kofi's the same size as those guys. Why couldn't he, at least put in a few moves here and there? But, Brock, I think it's about maybe a 5, at the most, 10-minute match in Saudi. He's going to be back on his plane back to the U.S. He's not going to be over there very long.
Ain't no money in giving Kofi a title. Kofi,
that was just a –
The New Day is the money when it comes to Kofi and them.
That was a handout.
Yeah, that was you've been a good you've been a good worker for so many years. Yep. Here you go. That's an attaboy.
When he had to replace, who did he replace in that match?
Orton, wasn't it?
No, it was that.
God. Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, yes. Mustafa.
You're right.
Because Orton he had Mustafa. All the momentum at first.
Yep, Orton's the one that hurt him.
He had all the momentum at first. As soon as they brought Kofi in. Yeah. Kofi took off, momentum-wise, so they had no choice. But
it's one thing you learn, don't get hurt in the WWE. And if you do, don't let them know.
Yep.
Look at Finn. I mean, you get hurt there and it's
– Yeah, man comes in.
They take no chances with you.
On top of the world, wins the Universal title.
Yep.
Gets a shoulder injury.
Gets a shoulder injury, and then he's not held a
back down
big
NXT.
Major title since. I mean,
Which he's good in NXT, though. That's where he needs to be.
He's got a killer match tonight that – I think could steal the show. Him and Johnny Gargano going against each other could be match of the night.
Johnny wrestling's a phenomenal wrestler.
The Bruiserweights versus the
Undisputed Era, Bobby Fish
and
Riley.
Riley, yeah, that's going to be a good match. And then you got Keith Lee facing the
I can't say his name,
but
the Swedish guy,
the Swedish dude. Yeah, so that'll be a good match. And then you got Rhea facing the.
Bianca Belair.
So that'll be a good match. I mean,
Tommaso Ciampa versus Cole.
Card in itself is, and there's another women's match on it too that's supposed to be pretty good too. I can't remember who it is, but I mean, as far as from top to bottom, every match could be great. I'm really excited to get home and tune in and try to. I'm going to watch it tonight. I mean, and we can talk about it next week.
I'm definitely watching it when I get home.
Takeovers have always been something I go home on, go home to watch. I mean,
I agree with you, Josh. Brock has been on there for a pretty good amount of time since the new year started, so it's getting a little better. But the main titles just don't have any prestige anymore. I feel like even the SmackDown belt being on Bray, it don't really mean nothing. What do you think about that?
Yeah, most of your titles don't really mean nothing, but I just kind of disagree with the Bray. And I disagree with the Brock, too. I mean, to me, if you see something every day, you become accustomed to it.
You're right.
But if you don't, when you see Brock – you think, oh, there's Brock. Something's getting ready to go down. Something big's happening. There's Brock.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like it,
Well, there's definitely two different opinions on it.
Everybody thinks different.
Some people won't like it, some aren't. I don't know.
I like part-time wrestlers. That's just my opinion.
I get what you're saying where it makes you feel like when they do appear,
it's special.
It means more. So you can't argue that because it's true. Yeah, Cody, AEW, I mean, they're on top of the mountain right now, really, as far as, most of your main wrestling fans probably think AEW's better than WWE at the moment. He thanked us for hooking him to it. He says it's the best. So, yeah. I mean, yeah. It is the best.
There's a little good in all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. SmackDown, you know, where we're sticking on WWE right now. Yeah. SmackDown wasn't bad this week. No. The promo with Bray Wyatt and Hogan, that was amazing.
I loved it. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I was able to share that. I mean, it was.
It inspired me to wear my NWO shirt. Oh, God, tonight.
Yeah. When he when he cuts in with, you know, this is brought to you by.
Yes.
Oh, it was so good. It was
brilliant.
He comes out packing a belt like Hogan did.
Yeah.
The music, I mean, it was playing perfect. It, air guitar, you know, I mean, it was just.
Rips the shirt.
And he goes, I hope that candy's not too sweet. Oh, it's great. Yeah. I liked it.
It was good. Which I know, you know, they're kind of doing it too, where I guess the NWO is getting put in the Hall of Fame this year, so that's cool. It was nice seeing that. Yeah.
I still like to see Bischoff go in with them, but they're still saying it's not going to happen. I mean, but he was part of it. I mean,
I don't care less. As long as
are they inducting the WWE version of the NWO? No, you see what I'm saying?
It's Hogan, Nash, Hall, and X-Pac going in. So yeah. X-Pac's going to be a two-time.
Yeah.
Hogan's a two-time.
Hogan's going to be a two-time.
Scott Hall will be a two-time.
Yeah, Scott Hall's going to be a two-time. Yeah. And so Nash.
Nash is the only one that isn't yet.
Going to be a.
I think Diesel will eventually get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they'll run out of names sooner or later.
Yes, eventually they'll have to give him a little rub in there.
Yeah, throw him in there.
Cody, I don't really know if CM Punk will really ever wrestle again in WWE. I don't know much. I'm over that guy.
At first, I was leaning towards that he would, but now I'm looking more and more like it's not going to happen. He's going to be on WWE backstage, and then that's about it. I mean, he's taking that Fox money, and that's
taking the Fox money and running.
Yeah, he's going to get his UFC money. You know, anytime they put him on there to get beat up, he gets good money. So
they said he would never do that again.
He's not going to fight anymore.
That's what they said.
He shouldn't, because
he's an embarrassment.
He's got embarrassed both times.
An embarrassment when it comes to that.
So he just does need not to do that. No.
CM Punk's one of them rare things to me. There's parts of CM Punk I didn't even like. I don't see how he got there. And then there's parts that he's great. Is he greatest in the world? Never. I don't think he's even in the conversation.
No.
He was not even in the top 10.
He was a good hype when he was around. Like he saved WWE for a minute.
For a moment.
Yeah.
But there's also a long stretch there to where, what was he? I mean, that's just.
I never got
on the hype train of CM Punk.
I think more or less his attitude got in the way. Because he had a lot of backstage heat.
I picture him as a crybaby, honestly.
He was a little bit. If you go back and watch his podcast with Colt Cabana, he told a lot of truth, but it was a lot of crybabyish. Like, he was like, oh, that guy hurt me and stuff. Like, you know, he was just whining the whole time.
The rest of them done what he done, and they done it, you know. So, you know, I don't know.
Are you asking if CM Punk's a Hall of Famer, Cody?
Yeah.
And if you are, he's definitely
he's
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer
by far. He pretty much, I mean, he changed the wrestling just a teeny bit. He made it. Yeah. He brought the independent guys and give them a chance. Him and Daniel Bryan are like two guys I think about.
At some point, they're all Hall of Famers, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
in a way.
You don't have to set the world on fire to get into the WWE Hall of Fame.
It ain't like it's a real Hall of Fame. I mean, more or less.
It is what it is.
It's a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're right, Josh. If he ever did come back, it'd be Mania. I mean, that's the only time I've seen him come back.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not going to be this Mania because, you know, Edge is still in that. That's going to be Edge. This Mania is going to be all about Edge and Orton, I think. I mean, that's a match.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see you bringing in Punk now. I mean, how could you? I mean, and then another Mania match that was announced, well, supposedly announced, is AJ Styles versus Undertaker. And
yeah, I heard John Cena versus Elias is being talked about, too.
Well, I thought John Cena versus Velveteen.
Yeah.
Dave Mesker, or what's his name?
Meltzer,
I can't pronounce it, said that it was Elias.
It was Elias.
What he said.
I'd rather be Velveteen myself, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I really if it's Elias, then the only thing I can think of would be a squash match. So
yeah, that's what
Elias ain't got no
Yeah, he said it was going to be an underwhelming match, and then who's it going to be, Baron Corbin or Elias? He said, well, it ain't Baron Corbin, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, okay.
So it's Elias.
Well, he did say it's an underwhelming match, too.
Yeah, that's what he said. He couldn't believe they were going with it because it was underwhelming, you know.
No. The Velveteen now. Velveteen and Cena now. I'll pay money to see that.
Like they said, the only way to save that program is to have John Cena do a Thugonomics. And just hype it, you know, a month or so, and at least you can get something out of the program. Because the match itself, I don't see.
Which I've seen on SmackDown, looks like they're turning Elias a little bit to a face.
Yeah. So how could you go face versus face? I don't know. Mean, it's kind of.
Well.
Yeah. Who did Cena come back last time as Thugonomics? Thugonomics
can be kind of.
Elias. So why would you do it again?
That's exactly right. That's what Meltzer said. I didn't say it. I mean,
well, hopefully. Yeah.
I have no idea.
But hopefully Meltzer's wrong this one time.
Well, he's been wrong before.
Yeah. Because Velveteen. Well, what about Undertaker and AJ, though? Like, are you okay with that?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know if my opinion matters. I don't know if they'll change it for me or not.
Well, they won't. I'm not. I just like to know your opinion with
Do
it.
Do you? Right? I mean,
I don't love it.
I'm not with it.
I'd rather see him and Sting go. I mean, like you said, when you're putting Undertaker in the ring and Sting. It's not about the wrestling. It's more about the
nostalgia. Attraction.
It's attraction. Yeah.
There's attraction matches, and there's.
Because AJ can still put on a match. Like a high caliber match. Yeah. Undertaker and.
Your Mania has got your big matches, your attraction matches. Then there's some matches that you know were going to be, you know, should be five star matches.
Yeah.
AJ should be in that five star match with somebody that can really go.
Yeah, that's
with Undertaker.
Him and Undertaker. I mean, what are you going to do there? I mean, like AJ hit him with a few moves, and Undertaker one power move here, and then kind of act like it's like the worst thing he's ever had in his life happened to him. You know, he's been through a lot worse.
Yeah,
you're right.
But I'm just saying, Sting and Undertaker makes more sense to me than AJ Styles.
I'd rather Sting and Undertaker have a little 10-minute. They both hit their bigger moves on each other and go to the house.
Well, you're watching that match for the entrance.
Yeah,
I mean that's it takes Undertaker 45 minutes to get to the ring.
Yeah, just to now
this
see
is just
him.
Speculation, so that could be false too. You know,
you
we
just don't know, and they could change it. And it could be the truth, and they change it.
Yeah. What I think sometimes WWE too does, I think they put stuff out there to see how fans are going to react.
Yeah,
they're going to see our emotions and see everybody's backlashing against it.
Yeah,
I think they do that a lot. So,
yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, Justin, and seeing Hogan on SmackDown.
There's so many matches with AJ that could happen. You know?
Well, speaking on what he just asked, I did see a thing that there was a rumor going around that Hogan versus Bray at WrestleMania was a possibility as well.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's
Producer Kevin just
Producer Kevin doesn't like that. I don't like that, but I'm just saying that is a possibility. I've read on a couple.
I like it.
Yeah, let's put the title on Hogan.
Let's put it on him.
I
dare him to.
Put it on him. Put it on Goldberg and let Hogan take it from Goldberg.
Yeah. I mean, I did read a couple, you know, a couple news pages said that that's a possibility. You know, it's rumors that were swirling around and everything. But, I mean,
let Hogan kill the Fiend.
Yeah.
That's you know, that's money. That's
you know, honestly,
money.
I'd rather Hogan do it than Roman Reigns.
What's the difference? I mean,
hey, Cody.
Roman Reigns is a modern-day Hogan.
Cody, I wrote that question down, and when we get to our 30-minute segment here in a minute, we'll talk about that, buddy.
I'm with Jason.
What was you guys saying now?
I'd rather see Hogan do it than Roman Reigns, like Jason said.
Heck yeah.
Yeah,
at least there you're surprised.
The big boot and a leg drop better than a spear and a Superman punch.
Could you imagine that?
Imagine Hogan wrestling Roman Reigns. There could be no winner.
They'll cut the belt in half and let them carry it.
Split it,
Oh, that'd be the greatest tag team ever. Right there.
It could be.
Four Moves of Doom.
Yeah.
What we call them? Four Moves of Doom.
I don't know what you call them.
You got the Hulk up. You got Superman punch.
The Immortal Big Dogs,
then you
I got guess.
You can do the spear, then the leg drop. Call it a match.
Devastating.
Every time.
Devastating.
Done.
Spear him into a leg drop.
Spear him into a leg drop. Somebody, I forgot about the spear.
Now you're taking it too far. That's too much. I don't know if Hogan can last that long.
The Mega Powers reunited right there.
Yeah, they call it. It's the Mega Powers.
Change the world.
It'll be the new NWO right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might make Reigns cool for once.
I don't think so.
All right. Let's talk about a little AEW here for a minute. There wasn't much to talk about, really. It's a pretty good show. Always is. I'm excited about next week's show more than anything because I think we got the cage match next week.
Oh, you got the cage match.
The got a good tag match coming up.
Tag champion match between Hangman and Omega versus the Lucha Brothers. You got tag team battle royal to decide who goes on to face the winner, I guess, of that match at Revolution. Cage match is what I'm interested in.
I'm ready to see it.
I'm ready to see it.
See what the cage looks like.
Me too.
That's what I'm more interested in. Are they going to do black?
It's the little things I want to know.
I hope they make it a black cage.
Are they going to lower the cage from the ceiling? Are they going to put the cage up like they used to in the old days? How are they going? I mean, it's the little stuff I like.
Is there going to be barbed wire around it?
What?
That'd be really interesting.
Is it electrified?
Is it electrified?
Is there a moat?
I'm kind of excited to see Wardlow debut. I've watched a lot of his matches in the indies, but I mean, dude can put on some good matches. I'm ready to see him wrestle.
I don't think Hogan will actually ever hang it up. When there's money to be made, he's going to make it.
I mean, he's just had 15 back surgeries. Yeah. He's still in his prime.
But he really ain't wrestled in, I don't know, how long has it been?
Since he got blackballed for being racist, I guess.
That's about it. So he's just now coming out of that. So
he's trying to get that off from him now.
Yeah. But, yeah, then we had Jeff Cobb show up at AEW. That was kind of random to me, to be honest. I didn't get it, but I don't mind it. I don't really care.
I knew who he was before he debuted, and a lot of people didn't know the name, but I watched a lot of his matches and everything. But
to be honest, I had no idea who he was.
I didn't either.
Dude's got some talent, and, you know, I'm hoping he stays on with AEW, but I did read something earlier Cody was talking about, like it's a maybe 1 to 2 week type of thing. Yeah. They're hoping to get him to sign on full-time. Hopefully it could work something out, you know, where he could work other promotions. But it looked like he wanted to work a lot with New Japan and ROH still, kind of like Marty.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of –
it's like a day-by-day contract.
Yeah, it's – but the
– I know you showed me his finisher, and I really liked his finisher. Yeah,
the Tour of the Islands.
Oh, that's great.
His finisher is cool.
Yeah, that's a good finisher.
He just reminds me too much of like a – it's like Taz and Rhino had a baby.
But he does look like
Taznado.
But I did find something out about him too that I didn't know about. He was a 2004 Olympian.
Yeah, I did. And,
you know, he's powerlifting.
No, wrestling.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. So that's, you know,
it's.
But he's got that build to him though. I mean, he's like Angle's like that too. Was always built real stocky like that.
Neck.
I mean, it's just has no neck. What are you talking? They can break it, but they don't look like they have one.
Yeah, you got no. Yeah.
Taz broke his.
His finisher is just such brute strength. The way he throws him to the side and then comes
back around.
It's pure brute strength.
Josh Picardi's asking who our favorite AEW wrestler is. I'll let you guys go first.
Le Champion.
I figured I knew that was coming.
MJF.
It'd probably be Pentagon Jr. for me. Lucha Brothers together.
No, I'm taking it back. I don't know.
Pentagon Jr. is my favorite wrestler right now.
I take mine back.
Who's yours?
Kenny Omega.
Yeah, I was wondering why you didn't.
You said MJF, you threw me off.
MJF is who I think right now. I think MJF is the best they got right now.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as my favorite, it's Kenny by far.
Kenny's, but I've been a Jericho fan for as far as I can remember. I mean, but right now, anything
I think all
he
of us
touches,
been a Jericho fans, and as far as we can remember, even I mean, I don't.
But have you ever seen a man go over that much in everything he does?
No.
He transcends across every board he goes across.
We talk about it every week.
I mean, it's just – it don't matter.
He's just on cloud nine.
Rock
you can say one thing and it go viral, I mean, or anything.
Yeah,
McCarty
Jericho is kind of easy to pick. He's just the GOAT.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick another one,
goose with the goat
Hangman head. Page is another one I could pick.
Well, I forgot
I'm all about
Hangman.
The
– So what you wore to the show on it, big Hangman Page shirt. I wore a Kenny shirt, and I said
that,
you know.
I'm all about it. Like, this past week, I'm all about the trolling thing. I look forward to that every week, how they're going to troll Hangman
like
each
week.
Day sober, Hangman was like 13,000 some days.
Yeah.
Hangman zero.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just great.
It was great.
And it's just a subtle thing. People don't really notice that. I do. Every week, I tune into that just to see.
Well, let me just go ahead and say this. I mean, we sit here and, like, you've had to name two off.
Yeah.
I've had to
name
two off, and you've named two off.
I got a couple
more. It says
a
lot about AEW. Yeah. There's so many good wrestlers in there right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Luchasaurus. I think he's cool.
Wow, yeah.
I mean,
I like
Luchasaurus.
They are.
Scorpio Sky. I mean, can do about anything you want to in the ring.
Butcher and the Blade.
They might have one of the best looks.
Oh, my God, I love them so much.
I mean, they have one of the best looks as far as that goes.
I hope they really give them a push eventually when it's time.
I could see him being champs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I like him.
Personally, you know, as far as in-ring ability, Sammer Gravea.
Oh, Sammy,
I mean,
dude.
Oh, he's amazing.
He can do.
They call
like
him
last,
the next Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And you got Moxley there. And we ain't even Moxley. Said his name.
Yeah, we ain't even said Moxley. Yeah. God, there's a lot
of... You got Pac. I mean, just so many.
Orange Cassidy is pretty cool gimmick. I got mixed feelings on it, man. But, well, you know my feelings on it.
Yeah. But I was just thinking, that's when cool. I said what, I mean, I can't believe we left Orange Cassidy. There's so many,
man,
though.
I know.
So right. many.
The Young Bucks.
They put, about anything they put out there, like, I'm not upset either way it goes. Somebody I want to win, if they lose to somebody else,
that's
I'm like.
That's the beauty of it. Like, they could put, they could put people, or two guys up against each other each week.
Yeah.
It's always going to be a good match.
Yeah.
Like, no matter who it is. And they're that deep with talent that
yeah.
the bottom guy to the top guy could put on a good match. You know, Darby Allin and Chris Jericho not too long ago put on a heck of a match.
Jericho and Jungle Boy.
That was getting ready to say the same thing.
Who would have thunk
it? Yeah.
You know, it kind of went to a no contest. You know, it never ended.
Yeah.
He said he couldn't last 10 minutes. He did. They were supposed to go 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
Jericho walks out. You know, it makes Jungle Boy look. He put him over without losing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was.
Y'all, you ain't got to put him. You ain't got to lose to put him over.
Really, that's what I'm saying.
I've got over my dislike for Marco Stunt. I can say I kind of enjoy the little feller now.
Yeah, it's comic relief.
It is comic relief. But, I mean, he's, I don't know. He just, he, like you said, he gives me a good laugh. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like, the one thing I hated about it was when he done that Canadian Destroyer. That was the only thing. That threw me off of him, but outside of that, I mean,
Canadian Destroyer. I mean, if you really break it down, it's just such a hard move to buy into.
You know who we're not even talking about right now? I'm just like absolutely in awe is Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah,
or Cody Rhodes. We didn't even mention his name.
We didn't even mention Cody. Jesus,
right.
List just goes on.
I did find something out this week that I totally agree on. AEW's doing. They're killing the Nightmare Coalition.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah,
no more of that Brandy, Awesome Kong stuff.
It didn't work out.
It never was started.
Yeah, but they're done with that, so you don't have to.
Yeah,
you even got the Dark Order who's on fire right now. Yeah, they could. You got everybody wondering who's going to be the leader of that. So they got.
I'm still hoping it's Hardy.
I'm hoping it's Hardy, too.
I seen a thing that I think it was last night. I was reading that Billy Corgan about Matt Hardy coming in the NWA.
Well, I've seen he could work both.
Yeah.
I mean, we know there's open contracts. Moxley's
but Hardy's going to be on Raw tomorrow, so he's coming in a new Hardy you've never seen before tomorrow to face Randy Orton in a like no holds barred match or something tomorrow night on Raw. So what version are you getting tomorrow?
Little
mixture of all of them put
What's
together.
Up, Chad? But I'll tell you what, like back on the Dustin Rhodes, he just had an amazing promo Wednesday. I loved it.
Yeah.
The promo against Hager. Man, he's on just, fire.
He said a few things we can't say.
Yeah.
If you've not really seen it, it's good. You need to go watch
it. He called him a B word. And he said,
yeah. Jericho's B.
AEW's a little bit adult oriented.
It is. It is adult oriented. Appreciate it, Chad. It was inspired by Bray Wyatt and Hulk Hogan's little promo on Friday night, so I figured I'd bring it out.
When the WWE gets it right, they get it all the way right.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
You're right.
But when, you know,
when they get it wrong, they get it all the way wrong.
It's all or nothing.
It's all or nothing.
Keep going with it until they try to get it right, I guess.
They try to force it down your throat if you don't want it.
All right, guys, we've hit the 30-minute mark here, and I just want to give a shout-out again to our sponsors, McGuire Insurance Company, Blue Ridge Carpentry, and Elite Heating and Cooling. And we're going to start a new segment here that we thought about this week. And Jason Watt, Papaw Watt, actually came up with the name. And we're going to call it Pillar to Post, an all-around-the-ring discussion. And, guys, basically what this is, we can discuss anything. It don't matter from new stuff to old stuff. If you want to discuss it, we'll discuss it. And I really want the fans to get involved with this. I want you guys to be like throwing questions at us.
That's what we want.
And not just tonight. If you got if you're thinking of something like on Thursday night, you know, shoot one of us a message or post it on the page or anything. You know, get the questions out there because we really enjoy when you guys ask us questions. It helps us. You know, makes for an enjoyable show that you guys are a part of. And I'm going to go ahead and start it off with a question that Cody asked earlier, I told him we'd get to it during this time. And he wanted to know which Mick Foley character was our favorite.
Oh.
That's a good question. I really liked it.
Me, personally, during the era I grew up, really getting into wrestling, Mankind. That Raw's War, you know, him, Undertaker stuff.
The brown suit.
Not the white button up with the tie. I'm like the old school brown suit, making this with weird the screeching noise.
Yeah,
with the mask on.
With the mask.
Yeah, the weird promos.
Yeah, the weird. Yeah, that right there. Ballroom matches, that stuff.
He had the.
Yeah, with the actual glove the on actual for the mandible claw. Right. That Mick Foley.
Who was yours?
I'm going to say Cactus Jack. From his old death matches in Japan.
Chad said Cactus Jack too.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, such a different style. You didn't see that in the early 90s. It was just so violent and over the top.
Well, I'm going to say Dude Love.
I really did. I'm
just going to go Dude Love now.
Because Dude Love was such a good character. He was so funny.
I tell you the coolest thing ever, like with all this, was just how Mick Foley had those characters. So the year he came out all of them during the Rumble, oh my God, it was amazing.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Rock and Sock Connection still one of
Rock and Sock Connection.
I mean, there was such versions of Mankind. Guy. There's like
for real though, I'd say Cactus Jack probably is my true favorite because, like you said, I like the one of the one man or Mick Foley's biggest matches that I remember was him and Triple H when he was Cactus Jack and they had that match. So
if you go back to his old WCW promos as Cactus Jack. Yeah. So good.
Even when
so different, so over the top.
What was it? Who brought him out to face Triple H? Like when he come out as Cactus Jack, he hadn't been in WWE, I think, at the time, and they brought him out to face Triple H. Cactus Jack when he made he came out to face Triple
him
H.
And Terry Funk was together for a while.
Yeah, they had the tag Chainsaw match when the
Charlie.
Yeah,
I remember when he done the Cactus Jack against Triple H. He wasn't Cactus Jack at first. He was. I think he was just,
He was Mankind?
I think he was Mankind at the time. And then he said that, I'm going to bring out, it won't be Mankind facing you at whatever pay-per-view, I can't remember it. It's going to be this guy, and then the Cactus Jack music hit. Because he was doing the promo in the back, and he came out as Cactus Jack, so.
Where else in the world can you change your clothes and be a different person? I love wrestling.
That's exactly. Yeah.
I love wrestling.
Especially during the Rumble, what he probably had maybe 5 minutes in between each time he came out. Yeah. He went back there and just threw something else on and came back out. A whole new gimmick. Just
fresh.
Fresh.
Like he could actually just came out as Mick Foley if he wants to and done all four.
That's another question or thing about Mick Foley. Even though as big as he was, out of shape looking, he could actually, he could go for some good time in the ring. Like, he had some good stamina.
If you've never got a chance, check out his stand-up. He's a comedian. So funny.
I've heard of it.
They done a 20-year anniversary for the cage match, him and Undertaker. And he done a big stand-up. It's so good. You need to check it out.
Chad always has hard questions. He asked who our greatest tag team of all time is. I mean, that's tough. For me, there's so many.
Spitball one. I mean,
I'm gonna say the Rock and Roll was my all-time favorite.
That's just on nostalgia alone. We know that.
Just on nostalgia and growing up.
I'm gonna let Jason go because I didn't think about it for a second. You got one, Kev? Favorite tag team?
Hardys.
I was thinking Hardys too, but I know there's so much more out there that I'm not thinking of at the moment.
I see the Hardys as just a different generation than the Rock and Roll. You know what I mean?
Kind of
like the Young Bucks now.
Steiner Brothers were a cool one, but I didn't get to see much of them. I was a kid.
Scott was so much better by his cell phone.
Yeah, I just didn't get to
see
much
of them. I think that overshadowed his
I guess if we're going, is he saying all time? My personal favorite, Beer Money. But all time.
Beer Money, God, see.
I'm going to, the Outsiders to me. I mean,
good.
Yeah.
But personal favorite, Beer Money, all time, in my opinion. Stuff I watched growing up, Outsiders.
If I'm going to say all time, I think the Road Warriors might be the greatest of all time.
I'm going to say who my favorite of all time is the Briscoe Brothers.
Oh, God.
That's my favorite.
So good, dude.
They never were in WWE or any of these big companies, but they killed it in Ring of Honor. If you never got a chance to watch them, go watch the Briscoe Brothers.
Some of their ladder matches are just phenomenal.
I'd say my favorite right now is the Lucha Brothers. I'm a big Pentagon man, so. Yes, Sean, Jason did just say beer money. He actually wore the shirt last week. I don't know if. Was your jacket on so he couldn't see it?
No, I pulled it out last week. I don't have it on this week, but I do have the WWBD shirt.
We were big beer money fans back in the day. The Road Warriors, Kenny, you're right. You can't forget about the Road Warriors or the New Age Outlaws, Chad. I mean, God, there's so many of them. You can go on. You can list them for another hour, really.
I mean, what about the British Bulldogs?
The Hart Foundation.
Christian and Edge.
Dudley Boys.
Yeah. I mean,
gosh, it just goes on and on.
So many. Midnight Express. Just
the best tag match I've ever seen.
The Von Erichs.
The best tag match I've ever seen, though, was probably my favorite was the TLC matches with Edge, Christian, the Hardy Boys, and Dudley Boys.
Yeah.
That's some of my favorite, tag team matches of all time.
Yeah. WrestleMania 2000 match was great.
I think the NWO had a bigger impact, Chad, just because they really changed the whole outlook on wrestling. They took everybody's attention to WCW basically at one time. As soon as Hogan turned and joined the NWO, and when they made the NWO, his question was, "Who do you think had a bigger impact, NWO or DX?"
Oh, NWO.
Yeah.
When Scott Hall, I watched it live. When Scott Hall walked to the ring that day, the whole game changed.
I probably should have told you that before I just started talking because you're just like you didn't even know what I was talking about.
Because when he walked to the ring, the announcer was like, who is that? What are you doing? And it looked like he had come straight out of the audience.
Yeah.
And that was the first time that you'd seen somebody on WWE and didn't instantly see him there.
Sean, different. Sean's right. He said NWO started the whole movement, and that's what we're,
NWO started it. DX tried to counter, trying to invade Raw.
They done a good counter, though. It was a good, they both, both of them respectfully are.
The NWO was made, by the company.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Generation X kind of made itself. It's kind of different things.
That was Triple H and
that was
Shawn
real
Michaels.
Friendship. They were just really dudes hanging out.
Yeah, that was Triple H. Shawn Michaels going to Vince, begging him to let him do these stunts and stuff, and he let him.
And Brett ended up saying it on the internet. Brett said it in the interview, and it stuck.
Yeah, it stuck. Teddy's asking, what kind of special matches would you all like to see again? Buried Alive matches, etc. That's a good question. One match you don't see much anymore, which is because WWE has no blood policy, but is the first blood match. I always like those matches myself.
I did too.
The Buried Alive matches were fun too.
Yeah, I like the Buried Alive. Let's see. What about the Inferno match?
Yeah, I was thinking the Inferno match. They're always fun. If you have the right guys. I think Bray would be a pretty good guy to put in an Inferno match. Or the Fiend.
Yeah, gimmick matches just work for certain people.
Yeah, just depending on the time and the place and the people in it, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's like a Buried Alive match. It seemed like it never really worked unless Kane or Undertaker were doing it. Casket match the same way. So
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Barbed wire rope matches are pretty cool. Which MLW just had one, so if you want to.
And it was a good one.
Yeah. They had a no ropes match, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So,
those matches are they're hard to do because there's only so many things you can do with it.
You're right, Sean. NWO built WCW, and then they slowly tore them down. That's the craziest thing.
Now, I agree with him when he said every Tom, Dick, and Harry joined. I mean, at a time, there were so many NWO members, you didn't know who was in it and who wasn't. I mean, it's somebody could come out at the beginning of the show, not be in it, and at the end, they come out and be like, oh, I'm in it now.
We got a cool game out of it, WCW versus NWO.
Yeah.
So.
Revenge, too. Yeah. That was
got some good games out of those. The Boiler Room Brawl,
Parking Lot Brawl. That was one of my favorite matches from, one of Eddie Guerrero's last matches before he passed away. Was him and John Cena had that Parking Lot Brawl match
the
for the U.S. title. I believe it might have been what they were going for, but it was one of It was one of my favorite Eddie Guerrero matches, and it wasn't too long after that is when he passed away.
Yeah.
Justin, no, I really don't see CM Punk wrestling again. I mean, he might. I can't really predict that, but like I said earlier, to this point, I could care less if he does or not. Like, I'm kind of over the guy. Every time I hear the song, or his theme song, though, come on the radio.
Cult of Personality.
I get a little
I
happy,
I still remember
though.
His Kill Switch Engage, though. That
yeah,
was
Kill Switch Engage.
That was the
that you know,
one
that
got me.
Supposed to. You know, Randy came after that first.
Yep, and then I seen they
he
changed
like
over.
It. Yeah. Favorite woman wrestler of all time? Gosh. Probably Lita would be mine. I was a big Lita fan back in the day, and I still like Lita, so. Trish, you're right, Sean. I mean, you can't go wrong with Trish either. But there's so many good female wrestlers today. Like, I can name a bunch that I like. What do you think? Yep. I know who your favorite is.
Yeah. Tessa, but, yeah, I'm going to say Tessa.
I'm going to go with, I really like, you know, Charlotte Flair. I think, I mean, every match she's in,
yep.
I mean, it's – it's good. I mean, she's learned from the best.
I like
so.
Chad's answer, Jazz. God, Jazz used to be so good. I just like Gail Kim, too.
I mean,
especially when she was in TNA. She's all right.
Even Mickey James, you know, that's Nick Aldis's wife.
The
Mickey.
One, Velvet Sky that was in Impact.
Yeah, Velvet Sky.
Oh, Velvet Sky was awesome.
And then you had, I always liked the OBD.
Yeah.
She was always pretty cool. And then. I don't know. There's all.
There's been. I mean, there's.
Nowadays, you got all kinds of them, but back then.
Yeah.
You
I mean, know, even Awesome Kong, when she was in TNA, yeah. She was unstoppable. I mean, it was. But now,
yeah, back in the old days, it was far and few between.
You're right, Sean. Charlotte is going to end up being the GOAT. I mean, I agree with that.
Who, Charlotte?
Yeah.
She already is.
She already
I mean,
is.
She's.
In your honest opinion, though, like, I see a lot of people hating on her just because, like, they say she gets all this because her dad. But I really think Charlotte's just a good wrestler.
I'm sure there's probably some nepotism there, but
what do you think though? Do you really?
No, I don't. I think she deserves every bit of it.
Me too. I think she's
the
just
door got, might have got open for her because of who her dad was, but her dad didn't put the matches on. She did.
Yeah, exactly. That's like with her. Like everybody says, they're pushing the two female wrestlers at WWE. I feel like pushes on everybody is Bayley and Sasha, and honestly.
Bayley's not that good.
Yeah, I mean, they've put on some good matches, but, I mean, it's just, you got to let them go.
Charlotte carried Sasha pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, she carried her whole career.
Yeah, I don't
every
see.
Every match they had, it was Charlotte.
Bayley's a mid-card wrestler, and I don't think she'll ever get past that. She just don't have that.
Yeah.
She's not like Becky or Charlotte or Ronda or Baszler. She don't have that.
I want to ask you guys a question myself. You know, we were talking about this earlier in the week. I wanted to talk about, like, some of the best mid-card guys. This was a super tough question.
It's a harder question, you think.
I even looked it up. Like, I've been looking it up. And I still didn't see, like, names I agreed with. Because some of them, like, they even named, had won championships before. Like, one that really comes to mind to me is Razor Ramon. Like, he would be my, like, number one mid-card guy.
It's a thing. All great mid-carders will be top main eventers
exactly.
If they're good mid-carders. You know, it's a hard thing.
And one stuck in the back of my head, too, that he still wrestles is R-Truth.
Yeah.
I've always thought I don't know if you consider him a mid-carder, what you consider him, but just the role he's always played, he is really
R-Truth kind of transcends that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a fan favorite. People love him.
Sean Burkett said that Chris Jericho is the best mid-card guy of all time.
Say it.
See?
I see Chris as a mid-carder,
thing.
Too.
You said the
but
same thing.
He's the face of the company. Is he a mid-carder? I think he is because that's just how I know him.
Because he had the Intercontinental title, what was it, 9 times?
They let the
Miz time, I think, was it this year? They let the Miz time. But, you know, the Miz is a mid-card guy. I mean, look.
Well, I'd like to see Sean, like, if you can, Sean, just kind of comment what you're thinking about there, like, what makes you think he – or he said he literally holds the record for the IC title. So, there you go.
He did. I think they're tied now. I think they let the Miz time.
I believe you're
I think
right.
As a shot towards Jericho with signing with AEW, they let
– You think they would do that?
Oh, yeah.
Best frog splash, RVD or Eddie Guerrero?
Whew.
Eddie.
Eddie's was prettier as far as just like.
He was more believable because he sold it to at the end.
Yeah.
When he hit, he would always act like he was hurt, and it took him a little bit to get over there for the cover.
Yep.
That made such a difference.
RVD would sell his.
Yeah, he would sell it too.
Though. If you go watch him,
I just don't like RVD.
He would sit there and like kick his legs like he'd
I
been
just don't like him.
I know.
But I'm gonna go with Eddie too.
But I'm going with Eddie just because his look prettier.
And the Three Amigos, he's the best one to do it. The other guys try to pay homage to him, but
that's his.
Chavo does pretty good with it, but.
Yeah, you're right, Sean. I mean,
how often do you see a guy make a move and it become his? That's a rare thing.
What is it now?
For a wrestler to come up with a move and it be their move, and you don't see nobody steal it, nobody else can do it. It's like the Three Amigos. That's Eddie Guerrero's move, and it's just.
And when people do it, it's so usually rare. For Amish.
Yeah, it's like so rare to see such a thing.
Even when he does the frog splash, a lot of them get up there and do it now.
Yeah, some of them do.
Even though RVD done it and other people do it, but you see a lot of guys get up there and do the little shimmy before they do a frog splash.
I think the tadpole splash was the best.
Yeah. When I think of RVD, I think of the Rolling Thunder. The rolling thing he did, that's what I think of RVD,
you're right.
The splash.
The Rolling Thunder was a pretty cool move.
We talked about that earlier, Justin, that we've seen that scene of Ursulas was being talked for Mania, and
it's what
we obviously don't want to see that again, but
no.
I mean, it is what it
personally, is. Personally, I like to see Cena versus The Dream. I think that'd be a heck of a match.
Cena versus The Dream.
It should be
nothing.
The AJ versus Velveteen.
Hey, I can handle that, too.
That's your five-star Mania.
The Phenomenal versus The Dream.
God. I can handle
Marquee
that. God. I can handle that one time.
God. And let them go about 45 minutes.
Let them go. That's the problem, WWE.
They got enough time. Mania's about 7 hours long.
Yeah, they could do it on day two of Mania.
And if they do that.
Favorite finisher, Cody asked.
I need some hard questions.
I know. That's what we want, though.
Favorite finisher.
That's a big one. Mine's Jake the Snake's DDT. It's always my favorite.
It's good.
I like I even like Dean's. I've always been a big DDT guy, though, so.
Yeah.
Dean's DDT is pretty cool, I think.
I do like the One-Wing Angel from Kenny, but I think my favorite is probably the Rainmaker.
Oh my God!
Because I love a clothesline.
Yeah.
The simplicity of it, I love it.
I'm going to Razor's Edge. Was always one of my favorites. Still, like I said, Logan, when I think I posted that something for everybody to comment back on. Like I honestly to today, I don't know if anybody's ever kicked out of it.
And really, the Rainmaker is just a variation of Jake the Snake's short clothesline.
Yeah, Jake the Snake done that same
Jake
move.
Done the short clothesline to set up the DDT, and that's the Rainmaker, you know.
Teddy.
The RKO is better than a Diamond Cutter, Teddy. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, yeah.
RKO is way better than Diamond Cutter.
Yeah.
Comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Comes out of nowhere.
You see a Diamond Cutter coming.
It just looks better.
You don't see the RKO.
It looks better.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. Like, the Diamond Cutters he hit in AEW, like, a few weeks ago, they look a lot better than what he used to do way back in the day.
That's the yoga cutters.
I just say the yoga cutters. Yeah, he's honed in on them. What one theme song got you jacked up as a kid? For me, it was SCSA.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm crazy. Glass Shattering. I don't know. That's a tough question. As a kid?
Yeah. I got to go way back.
Goldberg.
I got to go way back when we're talking about that.
Did they have theme music back then?
I remember when the Road Warriors came out to Ozzy, Iron Man.
Now, that would be cool.
That was pretty cool.
What's yours there, bud?
WCW, I'm going to break it down into two. WCW, okay. NWO. Anytime NWO hit. But that, I mean, that was when I started going. Yeah, NWO music hit year. Or the Wolfpack. And then WWE, I had two in that one, too. Break the Walls Down and Do You Smell What the Rock is Cooking? Yeah. Were two things that got me.
Break the Walls Down.
I figured yours is Shawn Michaels. It's a sexy part.
The Godfather's. Well, you know, Val Venus.
The Brood, The Brood. Was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, who said The Brood?
Sean Burke.
Sean Burke.
I like it. Yeah. The Brood's good.
The Brood was awesome. And then Teddy said the Godfather's music got his full attention. I think all of us got our full attention when Godfather came out. Not because of Godfather.
Oh.
Promise you that. But I'm trying to think of some other songs I like.
Undertakers.
Yeah, when the dong hit, you were.
Yeah, that was.
I even
the
liked
Ultimate Warriors when he's first come out. That.
I even liked the Undertaker when he had done the American Badass theme. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, and you had, even Edge's music. Look how we reacted when he came out the Rumble.
Well, my favorite of all time is Randy Orton's Voices.
Oh, yeah.
I listen to that as a song.
I
jam that as a song.
That's on my Spotify. So.
Cody with the Big Show, you know, when he first came out.
Big Show.
Yeah, I mean, the Wolfpack. NWO Wolfpack.
I said that.
Did you?
I said the NWO Wolfpack or NWO music.
I like Ric Flair's too. Space Odyssey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a.
It's just a classic. You know it when you hear it.
You know it when you hear it.
I mean, even like we were just talking about.
Her song was good too. I actually have it on my Spotify list as well. It was a decent song.
And you had we were just talking about earlier, Cult of Personality. Whenever that hit, you know, people tuned.
Yeah,
that was good.
It's hard to say as a kid because I still get excitement just like a kid when I hear theme songs.
Have you ever heard the WWF's when they done their soundtrack?
Pile Driver.
They did the first one, Pile Driver, and it had Hulk Hogan, a Honky Tonk Man, Pink Cadillac.
I remember they done the ones too. Like this is more like the Attitude ones. I forget what they're the and trilogy, I think, or something like that is what they were called. It was like volume 1, 2, and 3. But they had like, even like, they kind of done like remixes to everybody's songs. They were pretty cool. And then I was thinking of one more now. Oh, I mean, you heard AJ's music hit.
Yeah.
But at the time we didn't know it was AJ's music.
Until you read the screen, it said I Am Phenomenal.
But he's got some pretty cool music.
That's my ringtone on my phone.
Yeah, that's your ringtone.
Yep.
I mean, even The Shield.
Oh, yeah, Hogan's Voodoo Child. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
No, I tell you, what I used to really love was when Jeff Jarrett came out to...
Which song?
It was NWCW.
The Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Choke on This, Slap Nuts.
Yep.
The Chosen One.
Yeah, Angle's always had a good theme song, too. Today's times, it seems like theme songs are getting a little they're like kind of losing their momentum.
Like everything else, they're overproduced.
Like I don't like Kevin Owens. I don't like
like
Rollins's.
Nothing about Kevin Owens.
I used to, but he's.
Ever since he took the stunner, I don't got nothing for him.
That's fair enough.
That's a move that just, that's Stone Cold's move, let it be.
And,
can't everybody do everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should have. That's what me and you talked about that before. That's one of those moves that needs to be left in the vault.
One man only. You're right.
Even though he didn't make the move, Stone Cold didn't make that move, but that move is now intact.
I don't remember anybody doing it before Stone Cold.
Well, there was one other guy. He called it. His name was like Whimper or something. He called it the Whimper Snapper, or the Whipper Snapper. Apparently, I read.
Nobody's
that
even
day.
Said Shawn Michaels' music. I don't think that I've seen.
Oh, well, that's because there's so many.
I said earlier, make a phone of you, but it went by.
I think I'm sexy, boy.
Shari Martel sung that song.
Who else do we?
Then he sung it, you know, after that.
Well, like I was saying, there's just no really hardly any good music. I like Aleister Black's now. His music's pretty dope.
The Fiend.
The Fiend's, yeah, it's cool. There you go.
Yeah.
Teddy said Molly Ripwreck did the stunner. Teddy, I know you Googled that.
It's Mikey. He spelled it wrong. He came back with it now. Mikey Whitford.
Is that who done it?
Apparently, I don't know. I just knew it was somebody like because he called it like the whippersnapper or something.
I can see Teddy hollering for "Hey Google" right now.
Alexa.
Vince's theme song.
Oh yeah.
I tell you, the coolest moment I seen was a few years back. The Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania. It's always a huge show.
Yeah.
And he came out first thing, and the whole crowd was singing his song.
It goes crazy, yeah.
It was insane.
About Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
Yeah.
He'd do that laugh. Everybody's got a price. Everybody's got a price. You can set in. I like that.
As far as music goes right now, though, the one that's kind of stealing the show is Jericho's Judas. Every time he comes out now, everybody's singing it through the crowd. Yeah. I mean, it's a that's kind of like a trend right now. I mean, that's a new
song.
Thing right now. And and he's the one.
Yeah.
Well, that goes back to man can do no wrong.
Can do no wrong.
He sings his own entrance music.
We talked about that. Well, he came out to his own entrance music on his own cruise.
He's going to just
everybody singing it.
He might as well just defend about against himself. There's no other contenders.
Yeah, it's hard to. I agree, Cody. Blacks is pretty awesome right now. He's probably one of my favorite. You know, one we ain't really talked about much is Triple H. Every theme song he's ever has been
the
cool.
One.
One's your favorite?
Motorhead.
Is it the Game?
Oh, the Game for sure.
Or King of Kings?
The Game.
The Game's
time
the best.
To play the Game.
I love them both.
Yeah.
Evolution's theme song with Motorhead.
God.
I even like the one before.
Do you
Motorhead,
remember Motorhead played him at WrestleMania?
Yep.
Yeah, the ones that done his one before Motorhead was the same ones that done the DX music.
I even liked it.
Yeah, the DX wasn't bad either.
You remember the one Triple H just had, though? It was without Motorhead. It wasn't the Motorhead one. It was right before he got the Game.
I'd have to hear it.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
It was almost like, you pictured, it was almost like the DX.
It was like, or something like that at the beginning
of it. Good,
it was
how
the same people that done, I ain't doing it again.
How was it?
I ain't doing it again.
Oh, goodness. But, yeah, I forgot about Triple H. He's probably, I'd have to say his theme music's one of my favorites.
There's so many.
I guess John Cena came out to his own, sung his own, Word Life. Actually, both of them now, even the one he.
You're right.
Yeah, I think it was.
Sean brought that up just now.
It's a good one.
He said it was when him and Stephanie got together and he came out in the biker shorts.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the Game, though? Or was that
he had one right before. I mean, I know what you're talking about, but it was the same people that done DX.
Yeah, and he had that one, too, because I used to have it as a ringtone.
Yeah. I'm sure he's had a few.
Yeah.
Oh, there was.
You got Rey Mysterio's Booyaka Booyaka. I mean, that when that hits, everybody kind of likes it.
Kids will love it, for sure. That's always. Uh-huh. He's always been a kid favorite.
Wow, yeah.
I like Bobby Roode's, or Robert Roode, everyone. The Glorious theme.
It's, well.
Glorious.
It was cool until they buried him. I did love, I seen that video. Who was it? That tag team was like. Playing this theme song, or it was
DY.
Huh?
It was Gargano and Ciampa going around following him, playing his music when he was working out, using the bathroom, sleeping in the bed.
It was great.
He'd wake up and he just kind of give him a nod, like never go on.
That's good.
All right, guys. It's called. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now, Sean. The My Time theme. That's the one. That's the one we're thinking of. Yep. That was probably his. Besides the Game, that's probably my second favorite by him. And then King of Kings, pretty good too. But then Evolution's theme.
Yeah, the awesome. Game was just one of those moments in time type deals.
Motorhead made some really good wrestling music.
Yeah, well, Triple H is a huge Motorhead fan.
Yeah, that's why they done it for him. All right, guys, it's been an hour. We've talked.
Went by fast.
Did go by fast.
It always does.
When we start talking about all this.
Time flies when you're talking about.
And I love you guys, like, and you're sending these questions. That's what this segment's going to be about. The
pillar
and post, all around the ring discussion. And we'll think of some other things to do, too, with it. Like, heck, we might watch an old school pay-per-view from long ago, like 1 week, and then we'll come and review it.
Can we show them old pay-per-view on TV?
I don't think we can. There's probably some copyrights to that. But that would be awesome.
Oh, them rules don't apply to us.
Well, we might.
We might try it.
We'll see what happens.
We'll try anything.
They can't get blood from a turnip. What are they going to do?
That will be fun.
What are they going to do?
Watch a pay-per-view, old school pay-per-view.
Why, yeah. Watch something real old.
Just randomize something, too. Just pick a... We'll randomize all 12 pay-per-views, and then we'll randomize what year. So we never know. We don't know what we're going to get. Could be good. Could be awful.
Sounds good to me.
But we'll work on that. And if you guys got any suggestions, like as far as segments you want us to do, things you want us to cover, don't matter. Like I said, if you want us to go back and watch an old pay-per-view and talk about it or just talk about it, an old wrestler or anything, just comment it. Send us messages throughout the week, and we'll try to get that in the show because that's what I want to make this last 30 minutes is fan-based.
Yeah, I like the fan base. I like the interaction. I love seeing these comments. That's the one thing I look for every week when we get done.
Yeah,
the interaction we've had with our fans. Yep. You know, people that tune into the show and want to interact. I mean, we can sit here and talk about wrestling us three without a camera for four or five, six hours.
I'd like to see them go watch some wrestling they've never seen before.
That too. That's why I try to really don't have to be a WWE or WCW. That's why I
go
try
watch
to really
push AWA or you know MLW. World class,
House of Glory. Anything.
Right. Smoky Mountain wrestling.
Go check some old school like Smoky Mountain, like you said, AWA, and then
anything. Yeah, anything. Go check it out.
Some old NWA or just anything you can find. Mm-hmm. Check it out. If you like, I said, if you want us to watch it and comment on it too, let us know. One of us will watch it or all of us will watch it. But I'm going to go ahead and wrap the show up and thank our sponsors again, McGuire Insurance Agency. If you guys need any insurance, just give them a call at 606-886-0008. Blue Ridge Carpentry, owned and operated by Sean Newsom. If you need any carpentry work, just give them a call at 606-230-9566. And he does give free estimates, so just give him a call. And then Elite Heating and Cooling. Like I said, those guys will cover all your HVAC needs, even little refrigeration needs if you own a business, if it's just your house, whatever you need. Give those guys a call at 606-886-3535 or 844-778-3535. You want to say anything else, Jason?
No, I'd like to thank our other two sponsors, High Tech Signs and Graphics and Pig and a Poke. I mean, they employ us. They allow us to come here. Do this show each week. I mean, another thing is, actually, guys, we have ordered our shirts. They will be here this week. That's another thing I want to throw out there. Once we get them in, we'll post a picture of what they look like or anything. If anybody's interested in it, I'm hoping to set up a PayPal account.
They will be $15 a shirt.
Yeah. I'm hoping to set up a PayPal account within this week for any of our fans that tune in and follow that live out of state. If you want us to mail it to you, we can do that. But I'm hoping
there
to have
may
those.
Be, if we do have to mail it, there may be a shipping fee, though.
Yep. We got to look and see what the cost is to ship one. I mean, but that's just another thing I want to throw out there. But I also want to thank producer Kevin. He comes, gets all this set up, got the lights, the cameras, the mics, the stand to hang our sign, our banner up. You know, it's without him, we wouldn't be here. Nope. So
we'd be trying to do it from an iPhone or something, looking like fools.
Yeah, we
would.
Yeah.
So he makes his engine run, that's for sure.
He's the man.
But other than that, thank you all for tuning in this week, and we can't wait to see y'all next week. And like Dougie was saying, if there's anything you want us to talk about next week, just post it. We got the last 30 minutes of each show. Mm-hmm. We can talk about anything you want to. So that's the way we're going to go with this.
You got anything you want to say, man?
Nope. Thank everybody for everything.
All right. You guys, I'm going to call it. You've been strong booked.